Well, I think what it's done is it's allowed me to continue to promote the Riverland and what the Riverland's doing in regards to alternative varieties, what we're doing in our own vineyards, what we're doing with the Riverland wine, and promoting the region through sommeliers here in Australia and also overseas. And I just think generally it's been a good story for the region as a whole.
So going back to last year, what was it that you were recognised for specifically?
I was really looking at the business management of Ricotera Farms, which is a farm that my wife and I own, and really at the strategy we took in place, which is new clones, new varieties, business. We've expanded our vineyard during the downtimes. So it was really just acknowledging what we've done as a business unit and the strategies we've put in place.
And so has it given you the opportunity to, I guess, meet farmers from other industries and expand your, I guess, horizon and thinking that way?
Well, no, on the night of the awards, we were sitting there with a watermelon grower from Mataranka up in Northern Territory that grew, I think it was close to 10,000 tonnes of watermelons, and there was a huge vegetable grower out at Bathurst, and then there was Holly and myself, and we thought, well, we've got no chance of winning this. So it was great to meet those people, and we've built some friendships out of that.
And so, if there's someone who is being quite innovative in their business, would you encourage other people to nominate or even nominate themselves?
Oh, look, I think if somebody can recognise another farmer in the region, you know, don't have to be grape growers, could be wheat farmers or whatever, and they're doing something special, yeah, they should be nominated. I think it's just a nice reward. You don't go out there looking for pats on the back or getting these sort of awards, but when you do it, it is a nice acknowledgement that there are people out there saying, well, they're worthy of winning something like this, so put their hat in the ring. So I'd encourage anybody to have a crack at it.